Time for another Wellness Wednesday program here on Q92, a program where we talk to various health professionals around the Q92 listening area on all kinds of subjects today, and it seems we've been talking a lot about COVID, of course, the last year or so. But we have Dr. Maria Nolte from Madison Healthcare Services with us today, and Dr. Nolte, we're going to talk about something other than COVID today, right? Different illnesses.
We are, yeah. So we're going to be talking about some non-COVID-related respiratory illnesses.
Probably nice to be able to talk about something other than COVID. Now, you probably have that on the kind of top of the mind for the last 12 months, huh?
Yeah, 12, 14, whatever it's been.
Right. Let's try to forget that and move on.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, tell us, what are some of those illnesses that we should be concerned about?
Yeah, so the two most common ones that we're seeing now, and actually it's not, you know, just in Madison that we're seeing them, but kind of statewide and nationwide. We've kind of seen a surge of the RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, and parainfluenza viruses. Typically, these are viruses that we see a lot in the colder months of the year, so your fall, winter, early spring. But all of those, you know, mitigation efforts for COVID kind of kept those low during the winter, and so now we're seeing them here. We'll talk a little bit about parainfluenza, and then I'll talk about RSV. So there's a few different subtypes of parainfluenza viruses. Most commonly, you'll hear of them causing croup, or that kind of barky-like cough in young kids. There is another subtype that kind of causes bronchiolitis, which is kind of inflammation of the small airways in the lungs. And that tends to mimic more like an RSV picture. Most of the time, you know, we do supportive care for these viruses. If kiddos do have croup, depending on how severe it is, we do treat them with some steroids and some NEB treatments. Generally, kids do fairly well with that. RSV is kind of the big one that we hear about, and that's because it's just the most common cause of that lower respiratory diseases in kids. I think basically almost every kid will have had an RSV infection before the age of two, whether or not you know it's RSV, because sometimes it just causes mild illness, sometimes it can cause a little bit more severe illness. Most of the time, if it's a severe illness, it tends to be kids who are really young, so less than 6 months, kids who are premature, or if they have other genetic disorders or immunocompromised. Most of the time, symptoms are runny nose, decreased appetite, cough, sneezing, fever, and then wheezing. Those don't always occur at the same time, and they kind of can occur in stages. In the very young infants, so like I said, those kind of less than 6 months, less than 3 months, they can just be more irritable, kind of be a little bit less active than usual, and then have breathing difficulties. Like most of our viruses, there's not a specific treatment for it. It's a lot of supportive care. So kids, you know, kind of have to get through it on their own if they have a mild illness. We, you know, want to encourage Tylenol, ibuprofen for fevers, lots of fluids, and then certainly staying home from daycare or school if they have a fever or cough. Most infections will tend to go away within that 7 to 14 days, just like most viruses do. A lot of times we get parents come in wanting kind of NEB treatments because their kids wheeze. There's really no evidence that those are beneficial or helpful, and there are side effects from the NEB treatments, so we try to stay away from those if we can. Truthfully, bringing your kid into the bath with you and turning on the hot water and having them breathe in that steam will help. Or conversely, bring them outside when it's cool, which is easier done in the winter than in the summer, but that cold night air also seems to help. The biggest thing that gets kids into trouble when they have the these viruses tends to be more the dehydration aspect of it than the respiratory distress. So really pushing fluids is a big key. Lots of nasal suctioning before they eat, especially if you have babies who are drinking out of bottles. So kind of really using a suction bulb to clean out their noses before they drink their bottles will help. If you do notice that your kids are having trouble breathing, breathing really fast, or look like they're just working really hard, then certainly we need to see those kids right away.
Can I imagine one thing we want to do is make sure that we kind of keep the kids away from other kids so these things don't spread?
Exactly, yeah. So just like, you know, with COVID, if your kid's got a fever and a cough, or just a cough, you know, try to keep them home from daycare, keep them home from school. It's pretty contagious, so, it will spread kind of throughout everywhere. We can test for it here at the clinic. We have a respiratory panel that does test for RSV and COVID and the parainfluenza viruses. A lot of times clinically we can kind of tell, you know, what's going on as well.
How can we tell the difference between just the common cold and a viral infection or something more serious?
Yeah, so most of our common colds are caused by viruses as well, and usually, you know, we don't necessarily always differentiate. I said, typically if it's a winter month and kids less than two and they're coughing and wheezing, you could almost bet that it's RSV. If it's more kind of just a runny nose, goopy kind of symptoms, then it's probably more just your common cold.
Okay, how do you know if it's the flu? A lot of times people refer to a variety of ailments as the flu, but how do we know if it's truly the flu?
Yeah, so influenza, it tends to be more kind of a sudden onset of these symptoms where all of a sudden I was feeling fine and then bam, it kind of hit me. We really haven't seen a lot of influenza this year. Again, kind of those same efforts that kept COVID away, kept the flu away. And so we really haven't seen a lot of influenza.
Okay, and the important thing, I suppose, is one thing that we did learn from COVID and all that is to wash your hands and take care of yourself.
Yes, wash your hands, kind of keep up that good hygiene, and certainly if you have any questions or concerned at all about yourself or your kiddos, you know, we're more than happy to see them.
All right, very good. Well, Dr. Nolte, we appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to chat a bit about non-COVID respiratory illnesses, and we look forward to chatting with you again real soon on our Wellness Wednesday program here on Q92.
Sounds great. Thanks, Maynard.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.